from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The United Nations Security Council is due to vote today on a resolution calling for a seven-day ceasefire in the northern Syrian city of Aleppo. Tensions there have impeded access for the delivery of humanitarian aid. During a news conference Monday, the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov described the resolution as a provocative step. He also said the U.S. and Russian officials will hold talks Tuesday or Wednesday on a plan for a withdrawal of rebels from the eastern parts of Aleppo. Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi has vowed to resign after his referendum on constitutional reform suffered a huge defeat Sunday, losing to the no camp 60-40% amid a high turnout.
Il no ha vinto in modo straordinariamente netto.
Matteo Renzi says the no vote is won in a very convincing manner. The Eurozone's third largest economy may be headed for yet another election next year, which could see the anti-Euro party five-star movement take power. The referendum's defeat also raises the specter of a financial crisis within the country's banking system. A fire at a luxury hotel in Pakistan's southern port city of Karachi has killed 11 people. Officials say the fire erupted at the Regent Plaza's hotel's ground floor kitchen today. However, the cause of the fire could not be immediately determined. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers denied an easement for the highly controversial 3.8 Dakota Access Pipeline. It's been the subject of months of protests by the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. They contend that the project would affect its drinking water supply as well as destroy its sacred sites. This is VOA News.